Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another Millionaire Mindcast. Today's guest is none other than one of my brothers. He was one of the best men in my wedding. He's been a mentor. He's been a great friend of mine. We have done some pretty cool life experiences together. It's Mr. Mike McCarthy. He's the co-founder of GoBundance. He is also a co-author of Tribe of Millionaires. He's a serial entrepreneur. He's a speaker. And Mike co-founded GoBundance in an effort to build a quality peer group of other successful men who could hold one another accountable to their own high standards, who choose to live life at the peak. And since its official founding in 2013, the GoBundance Tribe has grown to nearly 200 members who connect at seasonal tribal gatherings and annual international bucket list trips. And Mike is here today to share some of the most epic adventures he's had while being a part of the tribe and GoBundance. But Mike's also got an amazing entrepreneurial journey, being a speaker, a best-selling author. He's also a regional owner of a Keller Williams franchise in the entire region in Philadelphia, overseeing 50 offices, over 8,000 agents, over 52,000 units purchased and sold in 2018 alone for over $2.8 billion. So let that sink in. This guy has seen some amazing businesses. He has invested in a lot of them. And most importantly, he's just a great dad. He's a great father and husband, a great friend, and a world-class human being. So I'm excited to dive into the conversation that we're going to be talking about here today, and we're going to dig into that right after this short message.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor. Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Mikey, my brother, welcome in.
Thanks, man. That was awesome, man. Thank you. I'm not sure if you're just getting better at intros. Actually, I know you are. If I'm just really
you're amazed by your own intro.
If I'm good,
right?
I'm like, wow, this guy sounds pretty cool. No, buddy, I really respected how you've grown as an interviewer, and I was on the show early on.
You were
when the Miracle Morning for Parents and Families came out, and I've just watched your show and you grow as a leader and you as an interviewer, like just your radio voice, even. It's awesome. It inspires me to want to work on it, buddy. Great job.
Well, I appreciate it, man. It's been a journey. That's for sure. 3 years ago. And I told this story probably many times on the show. The reason why I started this podcast was because of my first GoBundance experience before it really became big GoBundance. I think I was like number 16 or 17, like something like that, but in Osborne's house. And I just felt that so many of these conversations and these experiences and this support was missing from day to day. So that's why I went out and started the podcast, one, selfishly, because I was 25 at the time, trying to be able to connect with people like you who could accelerate my learning curve and, you know, shorten that learning curve. And it also help me avoid mistakes and just to connect with amazing people. And to see what you guys have done with GoBundance is unbelievable. And for those that don't know kind of what GoBundance is and really maybe the ecosystem of GoBundance, the sister and brother and all the different kind of companies within the GoBundance ecosystem, what is GoBundance and what are those?
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You know, GoBundance is a way of life. It's a way of living in a way that you're moving towards abundance in all things, in all areas. And we now have actually over 200 members in our men's division. And we have 40 amazing women in our women's division. And they are entrepreneurs that are really just go-getters, and they're bringing love, they're bringing contribution, and they're bringing adventure and things to the world that are needed collectively. And then of course we have FamBundance, which is a collective group of about 35 of our members' families who have actually joined. And we have programs for our JDLs, which are junior dream leaders, and they're the ones that are 10 and under. And then we have next gen leaders who are 11 and older. And so we are a way of life for men, women, and children of all ages. And it started, though, as a brotherhood of a couple of business guys. And Pat and David were met at a motivational like mastermind event. They partnered up as accountability partners. And slowly the tribe grew with Tim Rode kind of joining like 4 or 5 years later. So it was just Pat and David for a long time, and then Tim came along, Tim Rode, and those three guys are my mentors. So for me, I got to experience in GoBundance the same thing you did, Maddie, which was, you know, I was young, I wasn't quite a millionaire yet, or maybe I was right on the bubble, and I was striving, I was trying to get around that next group, and Pat, Tim, and David were that next group for me, and I remember coming out of events with them early on before it was GoBundance, and having them as mentors changed my life. So fast forward to 7 years ago, and we launched into an actual mastermind group. And I had the pleasure of the last 3 years serving as the CEO of GoBundance. And now we're turning over the reins to Dirk Van Rienen, who's an excellent leader. I'm happy to still be involved in the day-to-day of everything that we do in GoBundance. But more importantly, I focus on the family stuff because, you know, I have 2 young kids, 10 and 6. And while I've realized all of my life goals, like many of them, and I don't say that in a bragging way, it's just I've done so many things that I never dreamed I would be able to do. And yet I still have this fatherhood thing that I need to really master and tackle and become the best. And you recently did a release on your podcast that was of an old Steamboat episode.
Yep.
And it was about family legacy, buddy. And it's so important that we not only leave the wealth, but the know-how, the skills, and the tribe. So that's why I've really wanted to make sure we have a tribe for our family to be a part of, because arguably they need the support more than even we do, because they have to deal with us.
Right. All the wives and or the husbands, if you're the you know, alpha wife, right, that goes after life, and just the kids, right? They're kind of in our wake a lot of the time. And I know, I think this was something I heard Jay Papasan talk about at the Austin retreat. That you guys had posted and shared about just the difference of being a businessman or businesswoman with a family or being a family man or family woman with a business. And a lot of people seem to use that as an excuse of, oh, I'm doing this for my family, but then they lose sight of spending time and being present and in proximity to their family. How do you balance all of those things? You know, you're the CEO, you're an author, you're constantly traveling, speaking, doing all these crazy things with your businesses. How do you manage to bring it back to being a dad and being present with your kids and your wife?
Man, it's something that matters so much to me, because First of all, I'm a second generation entrepreneur, meaning my dad blazed a trail for me becoming one of the best managers in Keller Williams and earning some opportunities early on, which later I got to capitalize on. And I think that I got lucky in many ways because I learned in spite of a lot of what my dad tried to teach me. I was the teenager who knew it all. And then magically 7 years later, I was pretty impressed with how smart my dad had become over those seven
yeah,
years.
Right?
There's a Mark Twain quote on that just so that
he's
I'm
like,
not
little shit, I've been
this.
Telling you that forever.
Yeah. So for me, it's realizing that there was maybe a missed opportunity there. And not that I blame my dad, because what he did for me and what he did teach me when the time was right was amazing. But if I was more open to it at a time in life when my dad could have been there to teach that lesson, he was hustling, and rightfully so. And he had to be working all the time. I hustled when I got in before I had kids. And then when I had my first son, I started hustling big time. And I made some moves to free myself up from a lot of the operational sides of my businesses. It was only later on, when I forgot how hard that was, that I made the dumb decision to take GoBundance on again as the CEO. And I say dumb decision jokingly, because it helped me to grow so much. Like, part of even you saying, hey, I'm going to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. When you do that, it's like there's a point in time where you're like, oh, shit, what did I just
yeah, can't go back now.
Doing? But that's the beauty of the tribe, right? Is having people around you who are like, well, you said you were going to do a podcast or do some events for families and, you know, do some meaningful work. Did you ever do that? And I think that's the power of the tribe, man.
Holding you accountable to continue to grow and chase your goals, but also holding you accountable to being that dad and that husband that you want to be. And I know that kind of dives into some of the pillars. What, for those that don't know, you know, we always talk about living like a millionaire in all areas of your life. GoBundance laid the foundation for me in that area and taught me in a time when I was very money motivated, money driven, which I know a lot of our listeners are, right? That they're on kind of that early ascent and climb. And maybe haven't accumulated all the wealth that they desire to accumulate along the way. It also got me thinking about not deferring the investment in the other pillars of life in pursuit of getting to that next milestone or to the peak of the summit. And that was big to partly because of, you know, people like you and David and Tim and Pat and how you guys live and what you guys taught me about those different pillars. So what are the pillars or the mantras inside GoBundance?
Yeah, great question. Well, yeah, the key to balancing these two is something that we can even dive into more, but the age-defying health is one of them. Bucket list adventures, genuine contribution, horizontal income, extreme accountability, and authentic relationships. And, you know, that's six areas. And, you know, the horizontal income piece is really thinking about all of the ways we can make money that aren't our main trade time for money hustle. And I think, you know, we have to look at all of those things as part of what make us energetically capable of becoming a millionaire. Because, like, it's easy to think like, oh, well, a lot of these guys are in great shape and it's because they've always had the money to do it or whatever, you know, that's just who they are. Well, some of us had points and times where we gave up our health to try to pursue some business thing. And I can tell you that I almost always didn't progress at the level that I could have because something was holding me back. And it was that I wasn't focused on being holistic and healthy in my approach. And so I think you've really got to set aside time to focus in on each of those pillars and ask yourself, like, what's the minimal amount I can be giving back in a way that serves my strengths and also creates the biggest impact? So there's a minimal amount we're all capable of. Now, you're free to choose the maximal amount of whatever, but there's an amount of giving that if we don't do in our community, we actually are not getting the full wholeness of our experience,
right,
that we could have. And same thing with authentic relationships. If we don't have those date nights in those times where it's one-on-one, I go to the skate park with my son, or I play a little Minecraft, or I jump in the pool with him, even though I kind of don't want to get in the pool. But you force yourself to take those moments because you want to have a solid relationship. And, you know, that was the missed opportunity, I think, that my dad had, was when I was younger, stealing those moments and really making sure that you have full on days, weekends, even weeks that you get to spend one-on-one with your kids, and then also together just with your own family. And recently I realized I was out of balance, Maddie, because I hadn't gone on a family vacation since my daughter was born, since before. Wow. So we'd never been, just the four of us, somewhere, because we're doing all these Famabundance trips and events.
Yep.
So one of my ways to balance was to bring them along on all this stuff. And then you realize, oh shit, I went too far the other way. And now we need time just for us. So you balance the other direction. You carve out the time that you need. But those things always have to come first, no matter what level of income or success you're at, because it's what fuels you. It's what fills you up so you can do bigger things in business. It makes you feel confident when you're in shape. We just had all those guys do the Ironman Santa Cruz. Mm-hmm. Some of them bit off more than they could chew. I won't name any names. And they had coaches telling them, like, you shouldn't even try it now. Well, they still did it because they said they would. And that's some supreme growth. And whether it hurt more or not determines how you learn, if you're getting the 2x4 method or not. But stepping up to do those things like a triathlon that challenge yourself, but also being willing to focus in on being healthy and living a life where, because you're willing to do a physical challenge, you can be successful in your business, because you're like, hey, if I can do that, if I can sit on a bike for 5 hours, then I can grind out this meeting and this agenda or this podcast interview or whatever it may be. So anyway.
It's crazy how mental and physical discipline, when you really wrap your head around it, even on the most microscopic level, how it can easily be transferred into other areas of your life or business or relationships, yeah. Right? I just always go back. I love listening to Jocko. And always, you know, refer back to his book, Discipline Equals Freedom. And I look at you as being a pretty disciplined guy in your routines and your habits and how you balance between all of those different pillars in life, or counterbalance, I guess. What does your routine, or what would you attribute your discipline to?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, what's really interesting is that my life has been turned upside down because we just moved to Austin. And for a while there, we were living in Colorado half the year in summer and winter, and Pennsylvania in spring and fall. And we're homeschooling the kids, or doing our best to homeschool them, and really not feeling like we were settled in one area ever. So the move to Austin, already I'm feeling a settling. And so I thought to myself this morning, I'm like, I bet you Maddie A will ask you about your routine. And I was feeling all proud of myself because I'm actually back into my routine. And I don't want to tell you all about how I do my routine without letting all of the listeners know that the best part about a routine is that sometimes you fall out of it and then you have to just get back into it. Mm. Like, and sometimes we make it so complicated to fall back into our routine. Like, we fall out of it easily.
Yeah.
But how can seriously. We fall? How can we just fall right back into it? And I think, you know, simplifying it, and I do a miracle morning. So I'm up early. I'm also checking how I've slept. So I use an Oura Ring, Oura. And you charge it once a week, and it tracks activity, sleep, other things. But it shows me kind of where I'm at for the day. It's a little patronizing sometimes because it's like an accountability app. It's like, yeah, you didn't sleep so hot last night, but your something looks okay. So you'll probably be okay. You know, you'll probably do okay today. But it gives you so there's a metric for me of like, did I get a good night's sleep? So before I even get up, I'm already the night before, I'm like, can I not eat before I go to bed? Can I not drink alcohol tonight? What can I do that'll improve my sleep? And then did I get a great night's sleep? I wake up, I immediately am going to the bathroom, And I like to be, I'm regular, so that's a blessing that I have, not to share too much information for the group, but I get woken up every morning in that way. I'm just excited for the day. I'm like, let's get after it. And I will immediately meditate. I'll journal. I do affirmations in front of the mirror. Also, I brush my teeth with the Sonicare toothbrush, which is amazing if you haven't checked those out. It times how long you're brushing for, and it gives you a supreme brush. I floss. I share these things because actually there's a lot of studies that show dental health is actually one of the most age-defying hacks that you can do is having amazing dental health. And I haven't always been the best with it, but I'm on it right now with really flossing every day. And I do my affirmations in front of the mirror, and I have a couple of things that I tell myself what my way of being is going to be. That's my affirmation. So, I have like a routine where I say I'm grounded, I'm guided, I'm grateful. I'm grounded. I go through like a series of repetitions, and it's just a matter of habit. It's grounding. So those are pretty routine affirmations, meditation. Today I did yoga for an hour. But I like to get out and sweat or move every single day. And then my routines to stay on track right now are I stack as much of my work as I can into Mondays. And when Monday is full, I go to Tuesday. And when Tuesday is full, I go to Wednesday. So if I'm super efficient, I could be done by Wednesday and have Thursday and Friday off or whatever. So the way I also discipline for three different teams that I'm involved in is I have a weekly team call always on Monday with that team. Mm-hmm. Everyone on the team's reporting what they've accomplished, their KPIs, you know, their key performance indicators. Yep. We're talking about what they've got to get done the next week. And then we're off to the races for the week. And then I'm really doing things like this and check-ins with different teams the rest of the week. So I can do that typically from anywhere, but it sure is easier to do it when you're grounded somewhere. So yeah. I like to, it's easier to be more in a routine when you're grounded in a place, and Austin is that place for us now. So I'm excited to get more and more in a routine, and also like all of the hacks that Hal and David already have for Austin. Like I instantly had a chef that we are getting some meals from. That's David's chef. Like, we know which yoga studios to go to. Lindsay, you know, we're going to the same school as our kids are as David and Hal. So it's really efficiency is a lot about just finding what works from somebody else and being like, hey, what's the easiest way I can get this done? And then not beating yourself up when you miss it one morning and being like, well, I'm not going to do it anymore because I missed the one day. Yep. It's like, no, you got to start the habit starts the next day. How many in a row can I get the very next day after I miss or after a week off or however long you've been out of your routine? It's time to fall back into it, but make it as minimal as you can so it's easy to get back into it.
And you are somebody that is so well connected, right? And you kind of, you alluded to, hey, I don't need to fix it. If it's not broke, I'm going to just tap into the work and the brilliance and the resources and the network that, you know, other people have built. And you have such a good way of building rapport and connection and adding value to people. And I know there's a lot of people that are looking to level up their tribe, right? That are looking to take that next step in their relationships. And they know, hey, you know, I got a lot of love for the people that I've been hanging out with, but I know that if I want to get to where I want to go, I'm going to have to level up my relationships. And if we were to reverse back to where you were in the beginning when you started connecting with people like Tim and Pat and David, and you weren't necessarily on their level yet, but they saw something in you, how'd you get around those people? How did you get invited into their inner circle and start to become mentored by them, knowing that there's so many people that are craving to solve that problem for themselves?
Yeah, that's great, buddy. I love that question because, you know, anytime you go into a new place, it can be like, you know, you're the new guy and you're entering like a new ecosystem. And right. What I love about GoBundance is like you meet these super successful, badass people, but they're actually quite approachable and genuine and easy to talk to and work with. And you know, I think the biggest like misconception that we can have is that getting around these kind of people is hard, because actually these kind of people became these kind of people because they're easy to be around, and they're value adders and they're contributors. And it's like kind of the hot chick syndrome, if I can even go there. It's like, if there's some super beautiful woman, you know, the rumor has it from a bunch of guys that are probably scared to approach it, is that no one ever goes up to the hot chicks, but somebody does. And so you just have to think in terms of like, the biggest and baddest mentors are probably the easiest ones to approach. They're just the ones that nobody has the confidence to approach. And so nobody ever does. So when they do, and they're like, wow, that person is so approachable. But the rub comes, like the rubber meets the road, when that person doesn't. I saw someone post about this recently. Someone called them, said, will you mentor me? They met with them, and then they just talked about themselves the whole time. And
oh, yeah, I saw Josh Dorkin posted on that.
Didn't ask him, the mentor, a single question. That's horrible. I can't even imagine that. Josh is more patient than I am. I probably would have got up and walked out.
For real. I'd be like, peace, brother.
But I think like there's something to be said for that, you know, of like approaching them and then not only being willing to ask the mentor about them and finding out how to serve them, but being willing to do the things that they're telling you to do. Like we have an easy way now, is if somebody wanted to be mentored by me right now, I would say, hey, go read the book Tribe of Millionaires, and then send me your thoughts on what it means to you. And just that trigger, that snare right there, will trip people up, because they often want help, but then they don't accept the help that's being given.
They don't want to put in the work to get the help.
So I think to answer your question more clearly is that I was always somebody who was willing to implement and do the work that Pat, Tim, or David was saying. And I was also willing to like realize that some of the shit that they were telling me that I didn't like, that was even making me mad at times, was actually not meant to make me mad. Even though they meant to make me mad at times, there were times they were saying things that were meant to help me be better, not to make me mad. That we weren't trying to poke me. They were trying to help reach down and actually lift me up by being honest with me. And I think your willingness to grow is going to be your level of accepting of feedback, of willingness to like hear people out. Because if you're the person that hangs out with everyone and just gives everyone advice and then doesn't take any yourself, you're probably not going to be around very amazing people. So I think you've got to really plug in. But the way you plug in and how you show up, you've got to be a beginner's mind. You've got to be willing to learn.
You do not want to be surrounded by a yes committee. And I can tell you that this group of men and families and women are definitely not that. I can recall on, I think it was when we were hiking Machu Picchu, and we were all doing our one sheets in the tent, and we get out on the trail after that, and Osborne just destroyed me in a good way. It was what I needed right at that time in my life and in my business.
I remember the conversation,
and he ended up coming back to me on the trail and be like, hey, I was a little bit hard on you, but I'm saying this out of love and because I know it'll serve you. And I, it did kind of hurt my feelings a little bit, but at the end of the day, it was the truth. And you know, they always say like the truth will set you free. You can't handle the truth. Most people don't want to hear the truth. They just want to put their head in the sand. But being able to receive that feedback openly, even though it hurt at the time, has served me. I can't even put a price tag on that piece of advice because of not only how much money it's actually made me, but because of who it's kind of empowered me to become in that process. So that power of the tribe is so important. And I'm curious how being a part of the tribe for you, being the CEO, being the leader of a lot of highly successful, multi, you know, decamillionaire, centimillionaire individuals in this community, how has it expanded your idea of wealth building, and where's your focus and attention now when it comes to wealth? Has it changed? Has it shifted? Does it look different?
Wow. Man, it's amazing. Is that the first time I heard or read Think and Grow Rich, Maddie, I was like, I was a dipshit 19-year-old college student who really was not making any good choices. The only good choice I was making at that time was reading Think and Grow Rich. And the only reason I was doing that is I had a job. I had to trade time for money and it was boring as hell. So I was actually reading on the job, getting paid to read Think and Grow Rich. I thought I was pretty smart at the time. But what I realized when I read that book, I'm like, I felt vindicated just based on like surrounding myself, knowing that I needed to surround myself with the right people, right? And realizing like I didn't need to have all of the answers. There's a story in there, I think it's about Henry Ford is one of them, but also obviously Carnegie throughout,
yep.
Just about how they did not have all of the answers to all of the questions, nor did they ever expect that they could. And I felt like this freedom come over me because I was really good at being average at smart things like studies in school. And I'm realizing now that actually what they call testing and schooling, it wasn't actually a measure of my intelligence whatsoever, but you get this label. And so mm-hmm. you're in this place where you really start to realize that you don't have to be the smartest person in the world to have it all, to have everything you need. In fact, you just need to have one small part of what it is. And like, I think maybe I'm really good at telling jokes. At least I think I am. Like,
I was like, know, says who?
I'm like, you're laughing right now, so I got you to laugh. But like, you know, and my wife says I'm funny at least 8 out of 10 times, right? So like 80% of the time to your own wife, that's pretty good. She laughs at my jokes.
That's pretty good.
That's good. But like, we all have some special talent that we bring that we're really good at. And not to say that mine is just laughter, but also connecting, loving, being somebody who also like, you know, and this isn't me bragging about myself. I'm just explaining that I have a certain talent that I got to bring to the tribe, which enabled me to unlock all of these other skills. So mm-hmm. I had vision and I had a deep love and passion for this tribe. And I was like, I think I know some things about hiring and operations and all of these other things. Well, all of the things that I thought I would be good at, Maddie, like the hiring and the operations, it turns out I wasn't as good as I thought I was at that. But the other things, it helped me become a better connector. It helped grow me in a way where because I was a better connector and I was a leader within this group, forget about whether I was a co-founder, an owner, a CEO, or anything, just my contribution to being a leader in the group, it helped me to grow in some big ways because I had to step up, but I got a lot of help stepping up. So I've become a real estate investor solely with the help of the Tribe of Millionaires. And I am a brokerage owner and I'm a recruiter for Keller Williams. I own a region and I develop franchises for them, but I was never a real estate investor and I wasn't transacting real estate in a way where I was buying flips or doing anything. So for me, one of the ways that I've been able to level up because of the tribe is that I've become an avid real estate investor. And I found all kinds of ways to add value to real estate investments, mainly through money and also helping to raise money and how to see the way to structure parts of the money that have helped me to get into a bunch of real estate deals that really bring my highest strengths, which is not property management. And my wife can tell you that I'm not the guy that if something is broken in a house that you would want to try to get help with. So it's unlocking those skills that you don't have because of who you're connected with. But along the way, here's the punchline, Maddie, is that you reveal your greatest strength through that group too, is that because I was willing to bring my highest strength, it revealed to me in a way, oh, these are clearly your highest strengths because the feedback of the group is like, this is where your value is.
Yes.
So you get to bring that strength and you get to then tap into all of these other strengths of these badasses. And it makes this beautiful place where we all get to be good at a couple of things, but we all get to have lives where we excel at everything.
Yeah. And that collectivity of the group, right? It just reminds me of what he talks about in Think and Grow Rich in regards to the those minds coming together to create something that individually is, it's impossible. But together, you create opportunities to have ideas and experiences, and through those strengths, through everybody's wisdom, something that was just not possible on an individual level. And what I'm also hearing you talk about is actually owning and embracing your superpowers, which for a lot of people, they don't want to do that, right? Or they don't know how to do that or where to find out how to do that. And that's one thing that I, it reminded me of, you know, so many people affirming something to me that I kind of deep down inside knew I thought I was good at, but I didn't want to, you know, feel cocky or overly confident in something until you have people affirming that in you and that they see that in you. And then it's like, no, I need to turn up the volume on that, not try and suppress that and not stand out because of that, right? And I think that was something that has been one of the biggest blessings for me out of GoBundance is feeling that confidence in who you are and being able to have a place to openly explore who you are by having those people lift you up instead of trying to dim you down.
Yeah, I love the idea of turning the volume up on our highest strengths. Like, that was well said, buddy. I like that.
So you guys have seen some amazing success stories come out of GoBundance. I mean, I've traveled the world with you guys. We've done bucket list adventures, Machu Picchu, Oktoberfest in Germany. You guys have done Japan, South Africa, and we do events all over the country multiple times a year. Who is GoBundance for? Who is FamBundance for? Who is, you know, the women's group for people that are listening to this and maybe they're not there at that millionaire mark yet, but they're aspiring to be.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
Who are the ideal candidates for GoBundance? And tell me a little bit more about this book, Tribe of Millionaires.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think if you're not there yet, if you're not an accredited investor or at millionaire status yet, you know, we think you should dive into the book and stay in touch with us. We're going to be rolling out some different things that you can get involved with. I know that you have some great programs, Maddie, that you offer. ExtremeAccountability.com, for instance, would be a great place to go and get plugged in right away with some groups of some strivers, because I think GoBundance really is for two different people's types of people. I think it's for those that are really striving or even stuck, and they're really wanting to get to the next level. Yep. And I think that we have a place for individuals like that to plug into GoBundance. We have volunteers that come to some of our biggest events, and the hungriest will always show up and show us how hungry they are, right? So there's always a space And Diego is a great example of somebody who was actually at the first event you ever went to, and you got to see that unfold firsthand because Diego just signed up and everyone was like, oh, they thought someone else knew him. And this was before it was our very first year. So we didn't really have the same vetting systems as we might now, but I'm grateful we didn't because Diego shows up and he has a net worth of like $15,000 and, you know, he's hustling hard and here he is with in a room with a bunch of other guys that probably average net worth is like $3 million or something like that. So, but I think, you know, the way to plug in right now and really start to see what we're all about is we've created an easy way to do that, which is tribeofmillionaires.com. And you can actually get a free copy of our book. And by free, we mean you pay for shipping and we send you a book. And it's a paperback book and it's a great read. It's a parable. It's the story of Ethan, who is much like the entrepreneur I was just explaining, who's still striving, who's stuck. And he gets introduced to the mysterious group, Tribe of Millionaires. And the story is teaching the six effects that people have on our lives that subtly happen behind the scenes, effects that we really don't even know are happening that shape the course and destiny of our life. So I would check us out there and give the book a read. We actually designed the book so that it would be a book you'd actually want to get into and finish, because we know so many business books today and so many even leadership books that are out there, you know, they tend to be books that I at least start and don't finish. Yeah. Or I begin and I skip to the end. And in this is a way where you're learning through a story. And we're big believers in stories, not only our own stories and sharing them within our tribe, like in Go Talks and finding our strengths in our stories. But we're also big in knowing that the best way to teach and communicate, the most tribal way of teaching and communicating, is through stories. So this is a beautiful story about all of the experiences that we've had in GoBundance. And there's been so many that have been really, really amazing stories. But one that I love the most, I think, is kind of what your question was, Maddie, to bring us a long way back to your question there, is, you know, one of the guys featured in the book, who's a buddy of yours too, is Aaron Amuchastegui. And what I love most about Aaron is that he really has gone from somebody who was not in shape in any way, shape, or form as far as taking care of himself physically to becoming an Ironman triathlete. And he did that by being challenged in the tribe and then going out and doing it. And what's crazy is that's not the biggest thing that he's done as a GoBundance member. He also, he's done some really amazing things, like decided to start flying places. He would not fly anywhere. And his wife convinced him to go to the Tahoe event. He joined, and then that kind of meant like he drove to that. Then he had to start flying places to plug in. And that was a big challenge. And you might think, well, like, yeah, fear of flying, that's not a big deal. But you just realize that to him, that was a big deal. And he was very planted in just his surroundings. And now, you know, Aaron's out doing some pretty amazing things, and he's flying, no problem, has no challenges with that whatsoever. And then their family collectively, Kalina, they came to our first FamBundance event ever in my backyard. And it was right around the time that Lindsay also decided to start homeschooling our kids. I think Kalina started first, actually, and helped inspire our family to be homeschoolers for a few years. And Kalina also went on to write with Aaron the 5-hour school week and create a whole community. And so I love that Aaron, you know, his family life changed, his physical life changed. He also partnered with Davis in the Rowdy Report. Did I get that right?
Yeah, the Rowdy Report. Yep.
And they're partners in this, you know, amazing tech company that is doing some really cool things to get data into the hands of investors. And so you just look on all levels of what Aaron's done, as he's used it to up-level his family. He's up-leveled his partnerships. He's up-leveled his health, and he's become one of my best friends along the way. And then just to be a contributor and show that he's like a man of all pillars, he helped develop our GoBundance app, which is another place that someone could check out our one sheet. There's a GoBundance app. Not a lot of people know about it, but there's minimal information that you can access, some questions that you can use to start conversations that are accessible in the GoBundance app. And then, you know, just Aaron in general, that whole story is just shows you the whole life, you know, the whole impact of up-leveling your tribe. And Aaron made a commitment that he was going to go out and meet all of the elders and all of the people in GoBundance and take maximum investment in value from the money he had put into GoBundance. And I think a lot of times people, they sign up for things and they don't actually do them.
They think it's just gonna...
Yeah, they're like, well, I was a member and you guys are supposed to come and change my life. And it's like, well, we're trying to give you these opportunities and could we get better at different things? Yeah, we didn't intend to start this as a business. This is like a hobby that got way out of control. This is like the guy whose train set is like, you know, over the top in his basement, right? Is our hobby was creating this amazing community that the only reason we wrote Tribe of Millionaires too, by the way, Maddie, was because we, as the same reason I took over as CEO is because I was like, man, whatever this is that I experienced, we got to bottle this up and make sure more people get a taste of it. Cause like there's a lot of thoughts around like, we should make it everything GoBundance like limited. And you know, maybe it should only be an X number of people and whatever. And like authentically, you know, every business or group I've ever been at wanted to stay a smaller size than it had the potential to be. But as leaders, we have to look at what we've created in our baby and we have to ask like, what can it really do? What's it capable of doing? And for all we know, GoBundance will chip away at a bigger impact that needs to happen in the world in general. And it starts with just getting around the right people. So even if you can't join up Tribe of Millionaires or sign up for Extreme Accountability right now, go find one other person who's dreaming big in your workplace or in your church or in your community or in your family and start masterminding about taking whatever it is that you want in your life from an imaginary thing to a reality thing.
I love that. One of the things that it reminds me of is one of my favorite quotes is leadership is the problem, leadership is the answer. And one of the things that I love so much about GoBundance and the people that it attracts and the kind of ripple effect that it has is it is a cultivator. It's an incubation tank for elevating leaders. And that's what I think being in the right tribe, whether it's GoBundance, whether it's any community that you're attracted to, of knowing who those people are, what they stand for, making sure that you feel aligned with it, and then showing up in a really big way in that community to maximize your investment, your opportunity to grow and cultivate yourself as a leader as well. I'm always curious, Mikey, you're always doing so many amazing things. You're tapped into so many different mastermind groups and high level events. What are you constantly doing or maybe just right now to continue leveling up your own leadership?
Yeah, great question. Well, one thing was getting my environment right. So making the move from Pennsylvania to Austin was about having a situation where if I'm going to go have a beer or go do something, it'll be with Hal or David or mm-hmm. with somewhere really close proximity to where my life can be very simple and manageable and easy. And so, you know, I think just finding the ways to make sure that when you can, you're cultivating that community around yourself so that it's a lifestyle, not like an event that you go to. And so, you know, I'm more accountable to do my goals, to work out, to everything if I know that I'm going to see my two buddies, Hal and David, later. And, you know, the proximity thing is like I have lots of amazing friends in Philadelphia, but I didn't have a lot proximity wise. I had my neighbor Paul, who I love, and he had some physical limitations, so he couldn't get out and get the goods in the woods, as Timmy would say. And but you have proximity, and usually all the people that would be around you are all working and whatever, they're busy. So getting to an environment where it was around me 24/7 was huge. But here's the other thing, is there's some things that I've been doing for 20 years or for 12, 13 years now that work really, really well. One is I have a coach. So I still work, coach with Janai Lane every two weeks for 1 hour, a 1 hour session where I'm totally focused on who I want to become as a person. What are the qualities I want to show up with? I don't get to get on a call with Janai and talk about everything I know and how great I am. We talk about all of the challenges I have and how I kind of snapped at my kid, you know, the night before, and what's causing that, and how can I show up as a better human being? And so I have this constant reflection that is graceful, loving, yet also a safe space where I can say like, hey, I messed up. I did this. I did that. I don't feel good. And she is able to come back with solid, sound life advice. And whether you're getting that from a Tony Robbins coach or from a GoBundance pod or from, you know, or from even from your accountability partner that you met at some meetup, you know, right, or whatever. It's having that relationship where you've got, you know, strong accountability. I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. And also where you feel comfortable enough with them where you can be yourself too. Cause I've even had coaches where I didn't feel like I could actually be myself. Mm-hmm. I had to kind of show up like as the ideal student would show up, not as the kind of wreck that I was that day, and to still be supported through that. So I think we got to get coaching. And, you know, I'm looking into a mastermind group now that is for net worth, you know, people that are 15 million plus. So I think knowing when you get to a certain level, it's easy to stay at that level and be like, I've mastered this level. Look at me. I'm awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, and you can even go and teach all the people at the levels lower than you and feel like you're just a total badass. But I would challenge everybody to not just teach the people below you, but go and be an avid student. Like, keep learning, find the group that's ahead of you and keep learning from them too.
I love it, brother. Well, as we wrap up here, for those that want to check out more on the Tribe of Millionaires book, we will be sure to post all of the links in the show notes at millionairemindcast.com. So be sure to check that out. You talked about the six effects of GoBundance and the six effects of kind of the tribe, right? And I'm going to read those off real quick on the back of the book. And I'm curious to know which one is your favorite because they're all so great. You got the influence effect. Your destiny is shaped by those around you. The multiplier effect, the right people, the right group of people compounds your efforts. The accountability effect, responsibility to others is the world's most powerful force. The authenticity effect, you find your true self amongst those you trust. The purpose effect, the right people reveal your richest source of power. And then the connection effect, your life will be measured by the quality of your relationships. And we really talked in some context or capacity on all of those. Which one to you is the most powerful or maybe one that you align with the most?
So, man, it's hard to just pick one.
I know, right?
You know, but, you know, I think the one I like the most is the authenticity effect. And, you know, I think the reason is, and just to define it a little further, you know, you find your true self among those you trust. And then a few other things we share in the book is that the people around you are a mirror that help you see yourself more clearly. So we kind of already talked about that, about drawing out our strengths. Another piece is trust is the key ingredient to find and align with your authentic self. And then the closer you get to your authentic self, the easier life becomes and the faster you achieve your goals. And I think what's really interesting is just to think about, it's this clarity that you get around yourself and then your willingness to be that person that creates the space where you can actually have change and transformation occur. So I love the idea of the authenticity effect. And the way we get to see that show up actually in the real Tribe of Millionaires, which is GoBundance, is in this way. And it's like the opposite of peer pressure, Maddie. It's like, if you get around a bunch of guys and being in shape is cool, and you all of a sudden want to be a part of that group, you instantly decide you're going to be in shape.
Yep.
You don't have to think about all the workouts you're going to do or how hard it's going to be or whatever. You just make a decision in that moment. You're like, I'm somebody that is in shape. I'm going to work out. I'm just an active person. And I got to have that experience myself. I actually was 195 pounds back when I very first met Pat and Tim. I was overweight. I was like 195 pounds and I'm 145 now. I was just backpacking and my backpack weighed 45 pounds for 2 days. So just imagine being
carrying that around.
And so, but it was in a safe space where I was around guys and being in shape became the cool thing to do. And so I just decided I was going to get in shape. So a lifestyle shift happened instantly because I knew I could be myself, which was Fat Mike, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, here I am, and still be loved by them. Hey, we love you and we care about you. And, you know, maybe you should think about getting that under control and making some healthier decisions. And it's just like that. It's so easy when we're authentic. And you see who you are and you let other people see who you are and you trust that they're not going to laugh at you or hurt you, right? That it's a safe space, then we can transform instantly. And I think that's what I love about the tribe that we've created. And I think that's the fourth effect, the authenticity effect. And I think too, we are like, you were listing off some of what we were earlier. And I was thinking to myself, like, we should add a seventh pillar, is that we're like, we are bullshit revealers, right? Mm-hmm. Or we are bullshit resistors or whatever. It's like people come into our tribe that try to not be authentic, and it's like, if you just be who you are, you'll be fully accepted.
Yep.
But if you come in and you try to be somebody you're not,
you'll get exposed.
You get exposed right away, and it becomes a very uncomfortable place to be
for that one person
who
exactly
doesn't realize that the only way through and to connect in the group is to be who you are.
Yeah.
And so often we're worried about what people will think. And oftentimes the host, if you're the host of a meeting, a space, a boss, a leader, it's actually your job to create that safety, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not their job to push through the fear. It's your job to go create that safety for them. And by the way, not everybody's going to create that space for you. So you need to create it for yourself, even when they don't. Ooh. So that's the leadership of, like, if you, everywhere you go, there you are. So create the space for others and create it for yourself too.
That couldn't have been a more powerful way to end the episode, 'cause I think that is so relative to what so many people are dealing with today, right now, of not feeling comfortable in their own skin, not knowing how to show up, showing up inauthentically, which is a very friction heavy experience, right? Of going against the grain of who you really are, and you can't feel like you're yourself in your own skin, and it's just no good. So to be around people that not only create and hold that space for you, but who also bring that and invite that out of you, is one of the best feelings. And that's why I'm grateful to call Mike, you, my brother, an amazing friend and mentor, and, you know, so many other people in GoBundance and that I've met outside of GoBundance as well. So a great conversation here today. And if you guys want to know more about GoBundance, if you are an accredited investor or you have $1 million net worth or more and you're interested in FamBundance, what is the Women's GoBundance called now?
Yeah, it's GoBundanceWomens.com. And so that's one easy way to find the women's group if you're an entrepreneur and you're a woman. And the men's group is just GoBundance.com. And then if you're an entrepreneurial family and you want your spouse, your kids, your teenagers, your young kids to start plugging into some things we do and maybe look at an event, then fambundance.com is where you would find information about our family membership.
I love it. And we'll put the links and all of that again in the show notes, millionairemindcast.com. We'll have that in there, as well as the Tribe of Millionaires. Is it tribeofmillionairesbook.com?
It's just tribeofmillionaires.com. And while I have the microphone real quick, Maddie, just let me say thank you, buddy. Like, it's been an honor to watch you grow to see you emerge, your interviewer skills, your ability to communicate and hold the space for us to have this conversation is awesome. And I'm a big, big fan of yours. You're one of my brothers that I haven't seen enough of.
I'll see you in October. And
yeah, well, we got to get together more often. And yes. I know we get to have a chat here with your group again in a day or two. But yep. But buddy, thanks for the time, the space, the love, and just hearing me and everything about what we're doing and giving us a platform to share it.
It's always an honor, man. Mikey, you always bring the value, and I just love the guy that you are and how you show up for your family, for your kids, for your employees, for your community. You're a one of a kind human being. So as Jeff Hoffman would say, you are a Hall of Fame human being. And when you meet those people, you hang on to them, you love them hard, and you always look to learn from them. So thank you for being who you are, for pouring into the Millionaire Mindcast today. I know I saw the kiddos roll in, so go have some fun with them. Say what up to Linz for me. And for those of you listening today, if you got some value out of this interview with Mike, be sure to tag us on social media, share this episode with somebody. If you're not subscribed to the podcast yet, be sure to subscribe, leave a review. And with that being said, we'll see you guys on the next episode. Until then, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.
Well, that does it for today's interview. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed the conversation as much as I enjoyed having it, I invite you to tag a friend, to share this interview with somebody, because we all know that it could be just one piece of information, one aha, one strategy, one tool or resource maybe that we talked about that could completely transform someone's life, your own life. And my invite to you is to take something that you learned today and implement it. It's one thing to learn and educate yourself. It's another thing to implement these things and take action on them, right? Because one little thing could completely transform the path that you're on. And that's what this show is all about. So with that being said, I invite you to like this interview, to comment on it, to tag a friend, to share it with somebody, because that is how we can continue to make a greater impact on others who don't necessarily have access to this information or maybe seeking it and don't necessarily know where to find it. So if you're not subscribed on YouTube, if you're not subscribed on iTunes, if you're not subscribed on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, whatever platform you prefer to listen through, I invite you to subscribe. And one of the ways we continue to spread and share this amazing message with as many people as we possibly can, make this impact, is through you, is by getting out this free conversation. We're only as great as the people we get to share it with. So with that being said, if you leave a review and you help us connect with as many people as possible, let iTunes, let all these platforms know that this is quality content. I would be grateful and honored if you take 30 seconds to go ahead and do that. I also want to wrap up by giving a big thank you to our sponsor, the Rich Life Academy. That is a community of peers, of mentors, of coaches that are working with one another to increase their income, their impact, their influence in their respective lives and their respective businesses. Many people don't have access to this kind of information, this kind of support, this kind of accountability and goal setting. So if you want more information on how to increase your income, increase your impact, increase your influence within the Rich Life Academy, be sure to head over to therichlifeacademy.com. for more information, as well as getting more information on real estate investing training. We get a lot of questions on that of people going, I want to increase my wealth through this vehicle. 90% of millionaires become so through owning real estate. Therefore, this is a very interesting topic for many people, but they don't know where to start. So I host a free training each and every week, and you can sign up for that free training at go.sixfigureflipper.com/registration. That's the number six. So that's go.sixfigureflipper.com/registration. All the links that I just talked about will be in the show notes and in the show description. Until next time, remember, keep investing in yourself, keep investing in your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.